Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be cornerbacks coach Grady Brown. And then at 7:30, we'll catch it in progress. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Houston Texans. Hey, when you're at the Slipper, think about it this Thursday. There's 14 slippers left, $80,000. One lucky winner could walk away Thursday with $80,000 in cash or $500 in free slot play. Hey, come on down to the Silver Slipper this coming Thursday.
You got to be here, though, huh, Mike?
You got to be here, babe. Got to be here. Yep. Bob, yesterday, again, there's no moral victories in the world when you play pro football
or
pro sports.
No. Yep.
But the Saints played hard. I think they made a little stout on a great opportunity to win a game against a beat-up football team. And you made Mac Jones at times look like Joe Montana. Come on.
Well, maybe Alex Smith. and Alex Smith had success against us.
But, man, it was tough to see that. A lot of mental mistakes, drops, penalties again. Yeah. But your defense got to get off the field on third down.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, the Saints are going to play hard. I'm not saying we got to play perfect, but almost perfect. I mean, you look at it, whether it's penalties, drop passes, missed tackles, missed field goals. If you look at it, just think if Groupie makes that kick earlier. Now, you don't know how the game's going to unfold, but let's say the score would have been 26-24. Then you just got to get in field goal range to try and win the game. But that's pretty hard press, to get a touchdown at the end. But I don't know. The same thing was going on, though, in preseason as far as third down conversions. We have not been good enough, and it has been the case. Third down offense, we've been converting 30-some percent. That's not a high level. 4 of 11, 36%. And then giving up 8 of 15, 53%. No, you have to get off the field. And it's not like it's 31. It's like third and a bunch of yards, like third and 10, third and 15. How did they convert that? That's when you got to get off the field. But, it is definitely rebuilding time right now with the Saints and where they're at. If you look them, the Saints right now 0-2 start. That dropped them for the first time in 8 years that they are 0-2 now. Boy, think how differently we felt last year when they were 2-0. That's why even any 2-0 team, I don't know, like with the Colts.
Do you really believe the 49ers are that good at 2-0? But your record says you are.
I don't know who they played. But no, but we beat. But think who we beat. I can see Carolina, but, man, we crushed the Cowgirls. Yeah. Remember Dallas?
And you went heads up against the Eagles for four quarters, and you don't have two guys run into one another. You probably win that game. on defense.
Yeah, so, you know, some people right now look at Daniel Jones. I mean, they're calling him Indiana Jones now. Look at the Colts, how their team looks. Now, wait, I said, wait, they're 2-0, but I always like their coach, so that'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with them. So you still got to give it to me, I don't know, a month, a handful of games to really know where our team's at. But you look, the Saints have now lost 14 of their last 17 games overall. And okay, you know how the games are going to come down to one score? The Saints will be in one-score games. And they've now lost 15 of their last last 20 one-score games. No, so at least got to be happy. I say, oh, we got to win those one-score games. No, we've lost 15 of their last 20 one-score games. Obviously, that's not going to get it done. And the Saints have now lost 5 straight home games. And I guess are you playing home or on the road? The last time, the 5 straight home games, that was in 2005. But you remember, that really wasn't in the Dome, though.
No.
You know, you were playing at LSU, or you might be at the Alamo Dome. But the last time they lost 5 in a row in the Dome was at the end of the 94 and the beginning of 95 season. I was still playing then. So you look at 94-95 the last time. So we really don't have a dome field advantage. I don't know that. I don't want to say it was a home game for the 49ers
yesterday. Spring break yesterday for the 49ers.
But it was like a neutral site. I mean, you know, when the Saints did well, people were cheering. But when the 49ers did well, they were cheering. But when it really got to me was when we're in the red zone trying to score, and then you hear the defense chant, like, defense, defense. And that's how loud the 49er fans were, so they definitely represented. But, again, I think we're going to be in a lot of games like that. We're going to be close, but so close so far. But if you look at it, Mike, at that third down situation.
That wasn't good.
And this happened in the Cardinals game. Week 1, the Saints allowed Arizona to convert third downs of 10 yards, 11 yards, 12 yards. That was the same thing. Look at the down and distance. There was one third and 11. That was third and 11 on the Jennings 22-yard touchdown pass. I mean, here we think we're going to stop them. We just gave up a touchdown. No, San Francisco ended up converting 8 of his 12 third downs. 8 of their 12 third downs, I want to say, that look at it down and distance where you got to get off the field, where it was Mike, third and 10 or longer. So that's what you want. You know, we're doing good on first and second down, but we're not getting off the field.
Did
on
Mac
third
Jones
down.
Feel any pressure at that time?
No.
He felt a little early. Chris Rumpf made a factor there. Granderson also
had a couple of sacks.
But, man, a lot of times, Bob, on those third down plays, he had all kind of time to throw the football.
Well, really.
And I give him credit.
Yeah.
He was accurate yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, he was hitting guys in stride with those throws. So, hey, Mac, I'll give you full credit on that.
Yeah, to me right now, I don't know, if you ask the Saints, if they'd have won that game, they'd have to score more than 26 points. I would tell you right now, they're not going to win a game if they have to score more than 26 points. Now, it can happen, but, Mike, we finally hit that 20 or more.
Yeah.
You know, we're like 7-8 games and not even scoring 20 points. So, no, our defense has to be outstanding. And I mean,
it wasn't yesterday.
And I mean scoring defense.
It wasn't.
Where, you know, we've given up like 20 points or less to truly have a chance to win. And then you look on the flip side how they put pressure on Spencer Rattler. And Spencer Rattler threw 3 touchdown passes. No interceptions, but they cause havoc. The guys you would think would cause it, especially
Bosa.
One of Bosa.
Huh.
When that, yeah. Mike, here was the situation. The first, it was 3rd and 6 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. Then Nick Bosa overpowered Kelvin Banks, and then Rattler got sacked. Then on 4th and 2, 1:03 left, that's when Huff quickly beat Fuaga to strip Rattler of the football, and then the game's over. And the one, you know who didn't grade well again? Cesar Ruiz. He did not grade well.
They beat inside.
No,
they get beat inside.
And then you know who was disappointing? Oh, my God. I didn't think I would say this, because, you know, I look at the pro football grades and all that, was that, and we paid him a lot of money to stop the run, and they didn't really stop McCaffrey. Godshaw.
Davin
Godshaw did not have a good game. And we need all our defense. You know who came up big 2 weeks in a row, two games in a row? Double D, DeMario Davis. Coming up big time.
He don't look his age.
Yeah.
Out on that field. Man, DeMario Davis is. You talk about a guy, I don't know what type of training, fountain of youth type situation, but he's not playing like a mid-30s guy at all.
No, and then, you know, he might, the woulda, coulda, shoulda thing. Look, we had the. Okay, we're moving the football. Rattler to Rashid Shaheed, the first time we get the ball, 39-yard completion. Then Rattler had Olave for a touchdown. That should have been it. He was so open. Now, he threw it behind him, but how about make a great catch, Olave? You want to get paid the big bucks first round?
You said that about Juwan Johnson.
Right.
Okay, he got paid. First two passes to him.
Okay. He drops it.
We're doing the early morning show. We got people texting in. Oh, Spencer Rattler threw it too hard. What?
Threw it too hard.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me. The ball went right through his hands and hit him in the shoulder pads.
A lot of times the only pass you can throw it too hard is maybe a screen.
Yeah.
If they're right on top of you. But no, that was right there. It hit you in the hands. So that was not too hard. But then Groupie missed that 40-yard field goal. But then Mike, we forced it three and out.
Yeah.
Three straight incompletions by Matt Jones. And then you look, we get the ball back. And, you know, I'll say Rattler to Juwan Johnson. How about you catch the ball? You know, we're on in their territory plus 41-yard line. And we could have easily been up like 10-0. You know, I'm trying to be conservative with that. And the one thing we have to do is, I think, to help us out is not play from behind. You know, can we have a lead and where we're not chasing points? Because to me, just that little bit from a psychological standpoint can make all the difference in the world. Whether you're winning or not. Just by, we're not playing catch-up all the time. Or when we do catch-up, the defense respond right after so you don't give the lead back.
And bad news today for the Saints. Third-round pick Willie Broughton, who saw a lot of playing time yesterday.
Don't tell me
he's out for the year now with a hip injury. The extent of it, still to be known. I'm sure he's going to see probably a second opinion, third opinion on what exactly to do. But it seems to be, from all reports,
the Hudak Nation, we're not saying enough rosaries or something. They got the curse, the voodoo curse. Man, it's, you know, they said that where the domes built is a curse on top of that.
They didn't say that in 09, though.
Yeah, no.
They didn't say that in 09.
Because we said enough rosaries, we were praying more that year.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by. Get you a square up on the board for the Monday night game, the first one between the Houston Texans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They pull and you win money every quarter here at the Silver Slipper. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We got Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. How y'all doing, man? Thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you, Longshoreman. How you been,
Bobby? All right, Longshoreman. What you
man,
got? What do you think?
Oh, Bobby and Mike. Well, look, on the road traveling back with my son and his little bandmates, his crew that he plays music with a lot, and we're heading back from Panama City, and we're watching the game on a laptop. And I hate to admit this, might be a little bit of shame, but not too much. If that had been my laptop, I probably would have seen how many times I could skip it across Mobile Bay when we were on that bridge. Bobby, Mike, I don't understand how we can let the same mistakes and things that this team is killing, you shoot himself in the foot, you're dropping passes, you're getting ineligible man downfield, just the stupid things killing us. And look, like, hey, Mike, what you said a little while ago about somebody throwing the ball too hard, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we had a couple like that say, oh, Spencer threw it too hard. I'm like, wait, what game were you watching? I mean, that's no way. The ball hits you in between the hands and it's too hard.
No, it'd be like that. That would be something terrible your kid would tell you. That,
yeah, exactly.
That you're throwing
back,
it too hard.
Brett Favre, some of his receivers said how hard he threw the ball. They might drop one once, but you didn't hear nobody whining about that. You got to get the ball. The ball has to travel through. You want to get it to his hand as quick as you can to get that window so they can maybe get something after the catch. You can't be, you know, I got to be careful about what I say here.
Well, yeah, watch out now.
Well,
watch out, Longshoreman.
Well, I mean, it was just Cole.
Watch out,
Longshoreman.
We got Charlie's finger on the button, though. Don't worry.
Hey, Longshoreman, we need to help out Spencer Rattler. I mean, I think he's fighting his behind off, trying to get away, you know, trying to come away with a win. I mean, you know, to start off the game, boy, we could have been winning 7-0. The pass to Chris Olave, and then, but to show you that, okay, got off to a slow start, but he completed 14 consecutive passes at one point. Then look how hard he was running. He ran for a key first downs, I should say, plural. How aggressive and how hard he was running. I mean, he had 3 touchdown passes. I mean, you know where we're at right now, Longshoreman? The Saints, like, we could win games with Rattler quarterback, but we need to play much better around him, if that makes sense, in all the other areas. You know, it's not like I'm saying, oh, he's a game manager. And if Tyler Shuck was the quarterback, it'd be the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
We'd have to play better around whoever would be the quarterback, which we're not doing right now.
Right.
You're too inconsistent up and down.
You got to help him out. And then you got, like you said earlier, Bobby, that was a real big point. Groupie misses a chip shot to me of a field goal. And then now you're putting your young quarterback much more pressure down the stretch. He has to go down and drive the team down the field and score a touchdown instead of getting a
game field goal range. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a big difference. Think about, because. I mean, they know you got to get a touchdown. But if the score is all of a sudden 26-24, I mean, then Groupie can redeem himself. And, you know, he's very capable. You think most of the kickers, you look at the Dallas kicker. He kicked a field goal longer than Tom did, a 64-yarder. So, I mean, no, these kickers now, no, when you kick inside the 40-yard line, like Groupie's now missed – a 37 and a 40-yard. No, that has to be like a long extra point. You got to be able to make that.
Well, one thing for sure, Bobby. One thing that there was whoever they the Saints organization buys the promos from, those towels that they used to print every once in a while, said Dome Field Advantage, they don't need to worry about printing no more of them because we ain't got no Dome Field Advantage.
No, to have Dome Field Advantage, we got to win because, you know, people, what ends up happening is they buy tickets, but they end up putting them on the secondary market, and it's their money. I mean, you think like, oh, you can't, you know, and you really don't know who's buying the ticket. And then all I know was in late 80s, early 90s, and we had unbelievable rivalry games with the 49ers NFC West.
They didn't have nothing like
there
that.
There wasn't no damn no 49er fans like that. But then,
no, where
but then we were winning.
Where it was turned when you guys went to Atlanta when you with the Saints.
Oh no, we had more fans.
They had more fans there.
But what's the common denominator? Atlanta wasn't winning.
That's correct.
You know, you're looking. I remember at Fulton County Stadium. It held, I think, 55,000. We had over 30,000 Saints fans. Fulton County Stadium. That was the strike year, 1987. We came back. And we beat them like 38 to nothing. And they were second lining up and down the stadium, you know, to celebrate like in the third quarter. They kept doing it throughout the whole game. And it was busload after busload after busload taking those road trips to go to Atlanta. And speaking of Atlanta, boy, they looked good against the Vikings last night. I don't know if y'all watched that game. Man,
Penix can spin it.
Yeah, yeah, look at, you know, oh, young quarterback, put the young quarterback in. Well, what, he's played eight quarters now, he's played good one quarter. J.J., I think they should have, Sam Darnold led him to 14
and
wins.
He's not starting this week.
Well,
he's hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And Carson Wentz becomes the starter for the Vikings.
Well, they never should have gotten, now hindsight, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones is the backup to Sam Darnold. When J.J. McCarthy was hurt last year.
And they didn't want to pay Darnold all that money that Seattle paid him.
We're going to see Seattle. We're going to see Sam Darnold this in Seattle. I mean, I don't know. Y'all think we could beat Seattle? Yeah, it's the NFL. We could beat them, but I'd say highly improbable. Now, the team's not going to say that. You know, in the locker room, you know, they're going to say.
We could say it.
No, yeah, we're going to beat Seattle.
That would be a major upset.
Oh, that and at Buffalo?
That would really be the upset.
No, if we 2-2, we win the next two games, we need to start celebrating something. I don't know. If we 2-2, we need to celebrate something because that would catch the nation's attention. We would beat Seattle at Seattle and at Buffalo. But, hey, you'd be a pro. That's why it's going to be hard-pressed for us not to win a game. You know, people say, oh, Avery, you think we're going to win a game? Yeah, we're going to win a game. It's almost not impossible because the Lions were 0-16 at one time. You know what? I was talking with Scott Shanley about this, the linebacker. And Scott said he played against that Lions team that didn't win a game. And he said they were that bad. They were so bad. He goes, I'm telling you, the Saints aren't that bad. It could be like the same song and dance where they win a handful of games like last year. Maybe the best case scenario. But to say they're not going to win a game, go 0-17, no. That's they're going to have a game. We're not going to have a bunch of penalties. The ball's going to bounce our way. We're going to make every catch or unbelievable catch. And then that was a nice game. Why can't they do that every game? You know, you're dealing with human beings. So,
Bobby,
we're going to have one of those games, I'm telling you.
Talk about upset. The Saints-Seattle game opened up at 6.5. Right now it's 7.5.
Boy, and think about this, Mike. Before they know Purdy was playing, the Cardinals opened up 6.5. Then the 49ers 6.5. So
this
now,
opened at 6, but those,
now it's 7.5.
Yeah, now from 6.5 is going up to 7.5.
That's a lot of points in the NFL.
That's a lot of points
when you,
at the NFL level.
And then I don't know if we were playing the Bills, what would it be, 9.5?
It would be double digits.
Oh.
It would be double digits.
Well, all I know is Spencer Rattler is fighting his behind off. And let me tell you, I can tell you right now, if I looked at my crystal ball, the team keeps playing like that. And they're playing hard. And the end of the game have a chance, the fans will not boo. They'll boo, and you don't want the bags ever to come out, but they'll boo if you have a game how the Dolphins kicked off the season. You remember the bad game when they got crushed by the Colts, like 30-something-9? One of those three or four touchdown losses, that's when the Boo Birds come out. But if you're fighting and you're in there, we got a chance. You know, they're going to say, well, they're playing hard. And then, you got a new coach that should play hard. You know, they played hard for Kellen Moore.
Yeah, he got no loyalty to any of them.
Right.
Other exactly. than his draft choices, yep. He got no loyalty. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to remind everybody, this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock, the Silver Slipper is turning up the excitement. Got 14 slippers left of cash, and one lucky winner could walk away with $80,000 in cash or $500 in free play. Don't miss your chance to win big only at the Silver Slipper Casino Hotel right here on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. Silver Slipper Casino, your host on the coast. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
What? What's up, Hollywood Swinger?
Hey, Bobby. Why do things don't blitz more with a linebacker or a cornerback and just throw the quarterback more?
So you want them to blitz all the time, but then you're putting those young cornerbacks on an island. And, Mike, I don't know, what is Brandon Staley? You have to look at his background, and he's all in that Big Fangio coaching tree. So, yeah, he will.
That's a lot of basically zone coverage, and every once in a while send an extra guy.
Yeah, you get all like a zone dog blitz yes. where it looks like a blitz to a young quarterback when you're playing zone behind it.
Well, you see, I think Mac Jones, he's played enough games.
Yeah,
he sort of knows if you're going to try to do that.
No, he started like 50 games or something. I mean, no. You would think to get more pressure because there was too many times that Mac Jones could make a sandwich back there. And we did not influence and the opposing quarterback. I don't care who it is. And you get like Sam Darnold. If we don't get after Sam Darnold, no, he'll have a 300-yard game. So I don't know how you dial up pressure. You look, do you do a stunt where you bring in the linebackers? It could be a dog red eye and out and out blitz where you're not just bringing four, you're bringing five, and you're doing stunts to try and confuse the protection. So you could see more of that. Or, you know, like you bring the nickel, like Alante Taylor, who can get after the quarterback. You can see he sacked the quarterback. He's amongst the best in the NFL defensive backs as far as getting sacks, like being lined up in the slot and then rushing from there and then dropping the end or something in that zone coverage and to try to confuse the protection. But, yeah, Hollywood, we got to influence the opposing quarterback, which we did not do enough. And especially if it's third and 10 or more, every now and then, if they're not confident they're going to have time to throw, they might try and slip a draw in there and pop a run. But other than that, you know they're passing. Well, we were getting stoned. Carl Granderson again had Chris Shrump caused the fumble. DeMario Davis recovered it. But I'm just talking about throughout the game, I'd be saying, like, man, listen, he's holding the ball long, but we're not getting enough pressure on him.
I look back a week ago that the Cardinals averaged over 5 yards a run. This week, it was 3 yards a rush. I want to see that continue, that you were able really to stop the 49ers rushing attack. When you average 3 yards instead of giving up five the week before, hey, that's a big change. I will say this, this coming week, hey, get ready. If you think the Cardinals ran the ball at you, wait till you play Seattle with Walker and Charbonnet in the backfield. Well, they're going to run it at you.
But, Mike, you have to look at it. Okay, you could say they will only give it 3 yards a run, but not Christian McCaffrey. He had 4.2. So when you look at it, that's why I said you're looking at two of the best. McCaffrey had a Saints game. Do you know he's played 10 career games against the Saints, and he averaged like 95 and a half yards, so he's right at the century mark. Well, yesterday, 19 touches. He had 100 total yards from scrimmage. Alvin Kamara, 27 touches, 121 total yards from scrimmage. So, McCaffrey was McCaffrey. And
as a runner and a receiver.
Yeah. Now, I think that did influence the outcome of the game because, you know, we're still not on the plus side in the turnover margin. We're not minus, but we're not plus, so like zero. We need to be like plus one or plus two to help us out. Well, because I think that was significant. That's when Kamara needed to, learn to fight another day. When he was holding that ball up on his shoulder, and Fred Warner was, hey, man, that dude's all pro. He's ball hawking. And now you can say it was an incomplete pass. But if they're going to call it complete, it definitely was a fumble. But that look at the momentum change when that happened. And then we end up being zero for the game instead of plus one.
So on that turnover and the missed field goal.
Yeah. No, we can't do those kind of things. No. We need to not fumble and make the field goal. Like the margin of victory.
Is so short for this team.
Yeah, we don't. Like we need to have this needs to happen, this needs to happen. This needs, like a handful plus positive things need to happen.
If you watched on the final play and you slow it down, they actually had two guys initiate a block with Nick Bosa. I mean, that's how much, okay, he influences a play. Guess what? There was a third guy that got in sort of late, and when it opens up, Bryce Huff. That's what you brought him in here for if you San Francisco. You bring him in when everything gets loaded to Bosa's side of the field, and Huff can go one-on-one with the tackle.
Yeah.
Blew right past for one.
Yeah, you look, Mike, they ended up with three sacks. Well, you know what was good? The Weston Kotary guy, Stout. Yeah, he ended up having a sack. But like you said, Huff had a sack. Bosa had a sack. Now, this didn't surprise me, and they paid him, so they should be in this number. Fred Warner, 11 total tackles. So that's a push between him and DeMario Davis. They both had 11 total tackles. Now, Warner had 7 and assisted, but he had a tackle for loss, forced fumble, fumble recovered, the one with Kamara, then a pass defense. Look at Bosa, though. He had 9 total tackles. He had a sack, 2 quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss. So that didn't surprise me. And Huff, sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss, forced fumble. So, no, those are active players. You know who the 49ers were worried about? And he didn't show up in the stat sheet like he did against the Cardinals. What was our old Wiley veteran, Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan ended up with a tackle. He had one tackle. But now Carl Granderson, That's two games in a row now, Carl. Two sacks, three quarterback hurries, three tackles for a loss.
Bob, it's the first time I've watched Trent Williams, and you can say, I see a little age in him. Now, he's good.
Right.
He was great before. But you could tell injuries and age are starting.
And he's dealing with his knee right now.
Dealing with that knee injury. Trent wasn't nearly as dominant as I've seen him in years past. But, boy, their offensive line, they're going to get their quarterbacks beat up one way or another. They're not good in the interior at all. So somewhere down the line, that bubble's going to burst.
But they blocked Gotchaw. I mean, Gotchaw, no. I mean, I was disappointed in that.
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one on the second guest show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, first Monday night game tonight. It's a doubleheader. We'll have it right here on the Big 870 WWL as soon as we finish up with the coaches show. But, man, I think about Tampa Bay, not known to be a heavy rush team, going up against, man, an offensive line. Man, C.J. Stroud, they beat the stew out of him last week, knocking him around. Man, this is an interesting game, and the Texans are different without Joe Mixon. Now, you might say, I don't like him because of what he does, and some man, he's a little over the top.
Well, to me, Joe Mixon is not even a poor man. Joe Mixon, he's like Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. Joe Mixon is that good. I don't know why the Bengals ever let him go.
Didn't want to pay him.
He's produced with the Texans.
And he had a few little off-the-field incidents, so to speak. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.